Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we're very excited about having our two guests on the show this hour, two men that I admire very much and have been now for a long time. Donald Hunter, I'm going to start with him because he's been with me the longest, 16 years he's been hanging out with us. He's an executive coach. He's licensed as a financial advisor and real estate and is a real estate investor. And he's our good friend for all these years. Don Hunter, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you back. Now I want to bring in John Harrison. John's only been with me for 9 years. He's a certified financial planner and an ordained minister, author of two books, including Mammon, Making Mammon Serve You. He's our good friend, John Harrison. Welcome back.
Good to be here, Jim.
Say hello to Don.
Hey, Don. Yeah, we were just sort of chatting under our breath there a minute ago.
So, guys, thank you for being here. Don is in Northern California. John is in the Boston area. And what we're talking about, folks, is what's going on in America these days. And I'd like to start out, as black men, I'd like for you both to give us your opinion of where you think things really are. Not the best and the worst, but in the main, where do you think things are today in terms of race relations? Don, I'm gonna let you go first. And I'm not talking about at this moment. I mean up to now, so to speak. In other words, the big picture. What do you think?
And can you define race relations for me before I get started?
Well, I guess what I'm saying is there a problem to the degree that's justifying some of the things that are going on right now? After 60 years of trying to reconcile past wrongs and bringing everybody up to the same level, you know. Have we accomplished enough? Is it? I'm just trying to get your read on this. What do you think?
Well, I listened to James Holmes. He has a podcast on the Washington Post, and he covered last Friday the economic situation in the United States for African Americans as compared to whites, and the numbers were dismal. Even among African Americans who have high end degrees, who have postgraduate degrees, the economic numbers, the wealth numbers were just terrible as compared to whites. So we see that something is going on. Mm-hmm. And as Al Sharpton said, you know, when you have your knee on our neck, it is making it very difficult for us to establish ourselves and to gain wealth in this country.
Well, I certainly won't argue with you there. Although I prefer not to. I don't. Well, I'm not going to say anything about Al Sharpton. I'll leave that out. So
I know that's your buddy.
No, yeah. Well, I just don't think he's helpful. I think he's entitled to his point of view. I just don't think he's helpful, and I don't think he's honest. But anyway, the thing is, well, first I'm going to get bring John in. John, what do you think? Same question.
It's a tough question because there's two sides to it. On the one hand, there has obviously been tremendous progress over a lot of fronts over the years. I can think of my own father. He was 25, a Navy veteran, when he graduated from the University of Pittsburgh with high honors, majored in business, minored in accounting. The only job he could get was in menial labor. Nobody would hire him. And He was 28 years old, say, when the Emmett Till murder happened in 36, mm-hmm. when George Wallace made that famous speech about segregation now, segregation forever. So as we look through the years, obviously there are things that have gone away, things that have improved so much more today than compared to years ago. But you also have to understand, I think, psychologically there is the concept of what I call the unbroken line, which is people who have a history the way black people have had in this country draw an unbroken line from one event to the next. So mm-hmm. when something like the murder of George Floyd happens, it's not seen as an isolated incident or statistical right. aberration. It's seen as another example of, and you can draw the line all right. the way back through the slave ships.
And that that's a very really important. That's an awesome. We come back. I want to ask if that's justified. If that kind of line is justified, and if it's helpful. I'm going to ask both of you that after the break. Don Hunter, John Harrison, I'll be right back with them after the break. 22, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.